Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of church fellowship, we were talking about tithing as a part of church fellowship. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
As the scripture records, Abraham was called the friend of God. He had fellowship with him. In Genesis 28 and verse 22, we read this, "And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Now Jacob made a covenant with God at Bethel, in which he promised to tithe of all that he received. Later, when God gave the law to Moses, tithing was commanded. In Leviticus 27:30, we read, "And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord." Now, God puts tithing in the Old Testament on the level of an holy act. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 20 through 29, we read this, "Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, and thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year. Thou shalt lay it up within thy gates, and the Levite, because he hath no part or inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest." Now, we see that the tithe was brought to the place where the name of the Lord was placed. That was, at that time, the temple. Before that, the tabernacle. Today, God has ordained it through the local church. Now, the maintenance for the priesthood, the tabernacle, and all things that pertained to it was accomplished through the tithes of the people. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 10 says this, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Now, God called it robbing God in tithes and offerings. Now, understand, a tithe. The word tithe means a tenth, 10% of the income. Now, back then, it wasn't just money. It was sheep. It was your field that you'd planted, a tenth of everything. So he says, bring in the tithe. Bring in a tenth of it. You say, well, he said tithe and offering. An offering is anything above a tithe. And by the way, when they brought it in, that was considered as a part of their worship. Jesus, whose ministry was during the law, said not to leave the tithe undone. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, he says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. In other words, he says, you ought to give full attention to the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. But don't leave the tithe undone. Now, those are God's words, not mine. God's. Someone may say, well, that's right. Jesus said it while under the law, so it doesn't pertain to us today. However, if you're going to be consistent, then you must also admit that judgment, mercy and faith also does not apply for today, since Jesus mentioned those things in the very same sentence and verse. You see, liberal theology only accepts parts of verses. Now, someone may ask, what about the New Testament? The word tithe is not mentioned from Acts through Revelation. And my friend, that point is true. However, one must be consistent again. If you use that line of argument, then you must say the rapture is not true and the Trinity is not true, since the words rapture and Trinity do not appear in the Bible. We're not under the ceremonial law, but my friend, tithing was not only ceremonial. The Old Testament instructed us to train up a child in the way he should go. Now, since that was stated under the law, are we no longer obligated to do that today? You see how people who have made money their God, even if they just have a little money. I mean, somebody says, well, a millionaire ought to tithe $100,000. Well, if you're getting $100 a week, you should also tithe $10. And see, if you balk at that, then don't balk at the millionaire. Now, the New Testament is filled with evidence of tithing. In Acts chapters 4 and 5, when Ananias and Sapphira brought in their money, where'd they bring it to? The local church. When Ananias and Sapphira lied about what they were lying about what they gave to the Lord through the local church. And what happened? God struck them dead. And immediately. Now, not everybody that's lied about tithe and offering since then has been struck dead. The reason they were struck dead is God was showing us the seriousness of this sin. In 1 Corinthians 16, Paul addresses not only the collection at the church of Corinth, but in all the churches of Galatia. And the term given order in 1 Corinthians 16:1, where he says, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. He said, now, I've already given an order, like a military order, to all these churches. I've given this a command. So when he says, I've given order in 1 Corinthians 16, it's a command, and the language is after a military order. One may protest and say, but those offerings were for the poor. Well, one needs only to look back to 1 Corinthians 9 to see the instruction about the care for the pastor and other leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 speaks of double honor, which means double pay, for the elder or pastor who labors in the word and doctrine. Now, how would the local church handle that? Well, through its collections. Now, double pay. Let's imagine the average income in your church is $40,000. Well, double pay would say that you should pay your pastor $80,000. Now, most of us pastors are not going to get that. Now, this pastor certainly doesn't get that. But what I'm trying to say is that people that want to be biblical better find that when it goes against their grain, that they're not to cut it out and say, well, I don't believe that part. If you don't believe a part of it, then you don't believe any of it. Now, again, it's through the collections that they took care of their leaders. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 speaks of being a cheerful giver. It means hilarious. One that just joys giving because it's God's work and God's house. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul apologized to the local church at Corinth for not allowing the church to give him money for the ministry that he was doing. You see, every evidence of giving to missions in the New Testament is through the local church. Now, let me repeat that. Every evidence of giving to missions in the New Testament is through the local church. Philippians chapter 4 likens it to the sweet savor offering of the Old Testament, which went up as a sweet savor to the Lord's nostrils. Do you realize that when you tithe and offer, you're actually worshiping God, and that is part of the worship service. You're showing your obedience, so you're showing your faith. You're showing your love because you want to do that for your Lord through the local church to which He's led you. And you're also showing faith or trust because you're saying, you know what? Yeah, I'd like to have this 10% hour, this 10% and offering. You know, God not only had me give the 10%, He laid on my heart an offering. I'm doing it. I'm trusting Him to supply my need. And my friend, that makes that at a time of worship, and it makes it a time of love. Now, no less is expected about giving the tithe than thou shalt not commit adultery, which is an Old Testament under the law command, which we do believe still applies today. Grace or liberty is not a license to free us of responsibility. Instead, it is a vehicle to keep us from being limited to a minimum. Never, ever in the New Testament do we see a person told to bypass local church giving, even to give to a mission work. Now, if you tithe and offer your local church and you give to some missionary on another field above that, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying we don't see it in the scriptures. Again, a tithe means tenth, 10% of your earnings. In Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, they gave of the first fruits to the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.